Hi, I'm Christy Rennekamp. I'm an associate professor of accounting here in the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management within Cornell's SC Johnson College of Business. My research uses a lot of theories from economics and psychology to try and understand managers' decisions with respect to how they do their financial reporting, but then also to understand investors' reactions to some of that financial reporting. And hopefully, my research uses some of that psychology theory to help investors and managers improve the judgments and the decisions that they make. I just wrapped up a project related to linguistic formality. So in that project, we look at how investors react to whether firms use formal versus less formal language across different sorts of disclosure media. Firms traditionally would issue very paper-based disclosures, very formal disclosures, and use pretty formal language. But now that disclosures are getting a little bit more interactive and they're using more social media, like Facebook and Twitter, that maybe changes things a little bit, because in those settings, informal language is kind of the norm. Investors react more positively when firms use more informal language on social media, but react more positively when firms use more formal language in the more traditional disclosure media. Firms can't just take what they've always done in these more traditional settings and move it over to these new settings, these social media settings. They really need to make sure they tailor their disclosures to the changing realities of how they're engaging with their investors. And another paper that I'm working on, also kind of related to language, when people are engaged in a really important conversation, they'll start to kind of coordinate their behavior. And you can think of this as when you maybe lean in to talk to somebody during an important conversation. So we look at this convergence in language in a conference call as a signal that both the executives and the analysts find the conversation to be maybe more important, right? They're mimicking each other's linguistic behavior, kind of similar to the physical coordination that I just talked about. And so what we find is that the market actually uses that coordination of language as a signal that the conversation between the executives and the analysts is important. So we look in real time during the conference calls and find stronger market reactions when there is that linguistic style matching between the two parties. There's a lot of emphasis in accounting on the numbers that firms report, and obviously those are really important. But I think the nice thing about my research and why it's important and has some practical applications is that it shows that some of the softer features of disclosures are also really important. So how a firm chooses to say something can be as important as the content or what they choose to say. So for example, the linguistic formality paper that I talked about earlier suggests that as firms move to these new, more interactive settings for disclosure, these social media settings, they can't just keep doing what they've always done. They need to tailor their disclosures and how they communicate with investors to the new settings they're using to reach out to those investors.